Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us here. As always, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. The number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And here in the studio tonight, we've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
Not sure where Penguin is. Chris, who's normally here with us. Normally he is, he's here, so hopefully everything's okay. He didn't get arrested maybe while, like Joa did earlier this week. We didn't mention that last night. The reason why Joa was not here last night was apparently on his birthday a few days ago, he was on his way to his birthday party, and county sheriffs pulled him over and arrested him for so-called driving while license suspended. And from what he told me, the driving while license suspended charge is based on suspension that he received for a fine, supposedly unpaid fine that he says he has paid twice.
Wow.
So now he's got to deal with a misdemeanor charge, could place him in jail for up to 1 year on this. So we'll see how that all shakes out. But for now, he's not allowed to drive. So I don't know when the next time we're going to have him behind a microphone is. Hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later. So hopefully the same fate did not befall Chris tonight. Anyway, if you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. You know, I was going to get into, do we have some COVID news, for instance, to talk about tonight? Because, you know, there's always bad news in that area with mask mandates coming back down. And I was thinking, oh, we should talk about how Keene, New Hampshire might be putting a mask mandate back into place. And
I'm not going to wear a mask, but
I'm not either, and we didn't during their first mask mandate. In fact, I sued, along with Aria DeMezzo, our co-host, and the lady that owns the local pho noodle place here in town called Pho Keen Great. We sued the federal, or not the federal government, we sued the state government, and we sued the city of Keene over their mask mandates, which we argued was, you know, illegal, unconstitutional. And it took about a year, it was literally like 11 months before the court finally made a ruling on that case, and they threw it out of court. The judge basically said that, oh, well, because you weren't arrested, you never received a ticket for not wearing a mask, so therefore you have no standing.
Well, also, they said that you didn't receive any, like, damages, which isn't true, especially for Malays. She could claim that less people were going out to eat because of the fear mongering.
Yeah. She had to close two restaurants over the COVID restrictions. So we unfortunately didn't have the best attorney in that case, and while he said that we could appeal it, he never actually did anything about appealing it, and some have theorized that our attorney in that case, his whole job was to throw the case.
Hmm.
This is sort of like a conspiracy theory, and it's an interesting theory, so I'm talking to some people about possibly finding a different attorney, and if they do bring the mask mandate back, filing another lawsuit. Now, look, I don't think lawsuits are the solution to things.
Well, maybe I should go get a ticket first. Then we can claim something.
Well, that's an interesting point, Bonnie. I wonder if you even can get a ticket. Because if you recall, we had a conversation with a police officer a few weeks ago out while we were eating dinner. One of the few, you know, times I'm let out by my probation officer. I'm not on probation, for the record. I'm on pretrial confinement in my own home. But as we were eating dinner one day downtown, a police officer came by, and he expressed that he was on our side when it came to the mask mandates. So I think it would actually probably be difficult to get a Keene police officer to write a ticket for a violation of a mask mandate, because it seems to be one of those things where they're using their discretion, which, of course, is police's. It's their right to use discretion. They can choose not to enforce pretty much any law with the exception of, like, a felony in progress. I think there's, like, a few exceptions where police discretion doesn't apply.
Yeah, if they see a murderer, they can't just be like, oh, I don't feel like going over there.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
So I hope that, you know, we're going to, well, first of all, I hope they don't put the mask mandate back into place, but we're not going to know more about that until next week, because the political process, you know, it takes some time. They had a meeting this week about that. Now there's going to be a public hearing on the matter at a committee meeting. So the way the city council works is they have to assign the issue to a smaller group of councilors who then hear the public. So actually the whole city council doesn't hear from the public, which is a crappy way to set things up. It's only the committee members who do. So I imagine some of the freedom lovers are going to go to that meeting next week. I know we're planning on going.
So did the whole city council meet for the one last night?
Yeah, last night was the full city council meeting.
But they don't get to hear public
They do, not at their full meetings, no.
That's stupid.
All they do is they send it to the committee hears it. So I'd gone over to the local newspaper website just to look and just kind of refresh and see if there was any news about the mask mandate, and what do I see but a feature story headline, Ringe Rep. Santanastasso among sponsors of New Hampshire secession proposal. And this made me think, ooh, maybe the secession bill, which is a constitutional amendment proposed here in New Hampshire that could go on the ballot as soon as 2022, in November of 2022. And I thought, well, maybe the bill's got a bill number. And I looked through the article, and they don't reference the bill number there. And so I went to the New Hampshire State's website, and nope, still no bill number. So I was actually surprised that the mainstream media is writing a story, because this may be the first kind of feature story about the New Hampshire secession proposal. That it's certainly the only one I've seen.
I wonder if just didn't know about it before.
Great question. Here's the story from Rick Green at the Keene Sentinel, perhaps the most startling proposal at the New Hampshire legislature. And that's a big claim, by the way.
Startling?
Yeah, to say that it's the most startling proposal, because there are over 800 pieces of legislation that are proposed in New Hampshire on a regular basis, every session.
Yeah, there's a bill about turning the definition of child abuse, changing it to have to include gender reconfirmation surgery.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of topics that one would consider to be startling, but for them to say that this is the most, or perhaps the most startling proposal, I'll take that as a compliment. Has the title beginning with the words relating to independence. Under the proposed constitutional amendment sponsored by 7 Republican lawmakers, I thought it was 9.
I think it is 9.
Unless
withdrew
or something.
Well, maybe Matt is not one that's a sponsor, right?
No, he's a co-sponsor.
Oh, they're all the co-sponsors? There's not like a
I think there's a prime
main
sponsor.
One.
Yeah, there's the main sponsor, and that's Mike Sylvia, and he's a Free Stater. He's a Liberty guy. And then Matt Santanastasso is one of the co-sponsors. In fact, he's the first co-sponsor because he was there from the beginning. It states, quote, "The state peaceably declares independence from the United States and proceeds as a sovereign nation," unquote. It's very, very simple. Very simple language on this amendment. And if it gets on the ballot, I think it's going to be very interesting to see how the people of New Hampshire vote on this. Santanastasso, who did not return requests for comment by text, email, or phone over the past week, participated in, but said little in a series of video chats with Representative Mike Sylvia of Belmont and others over the summer, in which strategies for furthering the proposal are discussed. The chats, which are posted on nhexit.us.
Wow.
Thanks for the link, Sentinel. Appreciate it. Attracted public attention over comments by Sylvia that anti-immigrant sentiment could be used to further the argument for secession. Sylvia said in the August 12th video chat, quote, "This is not my feeling, but you know the atmosphere out there is that those dirty Mexicans or Guatemalans or whatever are coming across the border bringing in COVID with them," unquote, he said. And then they add in here in parentheses, Mexico, which has a population of 130 million, has recorded 3.9 million COVID cases and 294. I don't know why that even matters. I'm just going to skip that. They compare the U.S. with Mexico and COVID cases and deaths.
I kind of wish he didn't say that just because I know what he meant. But for one thing, I don't think that it's necessarily true that if we declared independence, that we'd have to have closed borders. So I don't really get the point he was making.
The point he was making is that if you pander to those people who believe in closed borders, then they will support secession.
Yeah, but why does secession automatically include closed borders? I don't really understand that.
It doesn't automatically include that, but for the people who are in favor of closed borders, they can be persuaded to support secession because they will believe that it will result in closed borders of New Hampshire, where the federal government, in their mind, has failed to close the borders. They believe they will succeed at closing them in New Hampshire. And that's, we can discuss that deeper because it is an important issue and it's going to come up again and again.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
That's 603-283-6160. 1-800-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's now Ian
and Chris.
And Bonnie.
Chris was running a little bit late, apparently, because the cryptocurrency meetup was just that interesting.
It was.
Spent a little bit extra time there, and that's something that we do regularly here in New Hampshire, especially in Manchester and the Seacoast and Keene, where there are regular cryptocurrency meetups. Of course, the Seacoast and Keene are the two hot spots as far as where you can actually go and spend cryptocurrency in real life. In fact, Bonnie just tonight went and spent some crypto at the Indian food place here in Keene, which is always a pleasure to enjoy that food. So
good.
Yeah, that's even a little bit of an understatement because there's places all across New Hampshire that are taking crypto.
There are, but really it focuses on
there's a concentration.
Keene. It focuses for sure. Mostly on Keene, and it focuses a little bit less on the Seacoast. Manchester. It's Murphy's Tap Room, and that's about it.
I'm thinking more like places, you know, surrounding places like Hillsborough and Alstead.
Hillsborough's got a couple.
There's other places.
There's a spattering here and there in some of the towns.
Yeah.
But if you want to go to
we're also talking about some pretty small towns, so 5,000 people or less, maybe.
Yeah, if you want to go to a real hot spot, then Keene is the place to be. In fact, there was a story at, I think it was Bitcoin Magazine that I saw just the other day. Somebody posted on social media all about how libertarians need to embrace Bitcoin as their solution to, like, ending the state. And I wrote a comment to the guy on his Twitter saying, because he had posted the story there, and I said, have you heard about the Free State Project? Because we've been embracing Bitcoin here in New Hampshire, like, almost from the very beginning, like, from the earliest days of cryptocurrency.
As a way to avoid funding the state.
Yeah, exactly, and empowering the individual to have control of their money.
There's people in our community, especially the technical among us, who played with it before it had any value at all.
Some of the libertarians were some of the earliest adopters, and many of those people are here in New Hampshire. So, you know, if you actually are a liberty-minded person and you're into cryptocurrency, there's no better place to be than here in New Hampshire, and specifically Keene and Portsmouth are definitely the two hot spots. So I want to get back into the secession story coming up here in a moment, and also let you know that if you are interested in learning about cryptocurrency, then you should get over to Bitcoin.com because they have a great little get started section where you can learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, for instance, which, again, cryptocurrency not going anywhere anytime soon as far as, like, leaving our lives. It's likely going to become more important to our lives, especially as we see the state continuing to inflate their money supply, continuing maybe into hyperinflation. There's some ways to get away from that, and cryptocurrency may be one of those ways. In fact, today, the price of Bitcoin fell all the way down to as low as 51,000 and change. It's currently sitting at about 53,700. So
that's great because that just means it's on sale because it keeps going up to around 60,000.
It's a Christmas sale right now, holiday sale for Bitcoin. So go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can learn more. And just watch, you know, if you're short on time, just watch that first video. It'll take you all of 3 minutes, and then you'll get some of the basics because there are some new concepts involved here. There is a bit of a learning curve. It is a new concept to have decentralized, cryptographically secure forms of money. So again, Bitcoin.com, and also their news site is fantastic over at news.bitcoin.com. But let's go to your phone calls and thoughts before we get back into New Hampshire independence and the bill that is now getting some mainstream media attention. Maybe just the beginnings of what will hopefully be a tidal wave of mainstream attention. Let's go first to Dave in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Dave.
Ian, two questions. Number one, why did you dye your hair orange? Because I can see it. And number two, why do women go around ruining men's lives?
Well, first of all, it was Halloween, so orange is a good Halloween color. But actually,
it was actually part of my way to ruin Ian's life.
Yeah, I was gonna say, isn't it obvious? Why does any man color their hair orange? They've got a girlfriend, right?
I actually told my old girlfriend that if she would dye her hair, I would dye mine, and she never got around to it. So Bonnie just convinced me to go ahead and do it for Halloween. And actually, it was originally like orange, green, and pink.
Yeah, and yellow.
It was like a multicolor kind of situation. And then once that faded a little bit, we went ahead and just did all orange because I like orange. Anyway, what about your question with women ruining people's lives? What's happening, Dave? Because it's not like you've had a girlfriend in 10 years, right?
Back in 2013, this girl, Katie Sarvis, she, you know, when I was still living over
almost
the DWS back in 2013.
Okay.
Right? And I was on Facebook, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I can't swear because of the FCC, blah, blah, blah. So she hit me up on Facebook, invited me over. We ended up doing it, and then she kicks me out, saying, "Oh, my boyfriend might be home soon."
Oh no!
Oh God!
So that ruined your life, or ruined her boyfriend?
Did you want to stick around, or didn't you want to leave?
I really don't want to swear because of the FCC and all that stuff.
Don't do that.
Because, you know, I would love to swear, but
can't do that.
But she basically ruined my life, because I haven't gotten laid since 2013.
Well, how did that ruin your life? It sounds like she did you a favor. If indeed getting laid is one of your primary goals in life, Dave, and it sounds to me like it's pretty important to you, given that you've been complaining about this now for close to a decade.
Did she give you something that you now can't get another girlfriend as a result of?
You mean like an STD?
Yes. How did she ruin your life?
I don't want to sound like a nightmare or a burden, but like if I don't get laid by the time I'm 50, I will find the nearest, highest bridge and jump.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you've never been laid?
No, he got laid in 2013. Paying attention?
Yeah, but the way he phrased it.
He's
later,
saying
it
if he doesn't
confusing.
Get laid again.
Okay, you don't get. Okay.
Now, how old are you now, Dave?
I will be 47 come February of next year.
So you've got 3 years. Now, does it count when you buy a prostitute?
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you just go to a brothel or something?
No, I'm not going to pay for a prostitute. I want a girl on my bed naked every single night.
Oh, God.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now you're.
But I thought that they would ruin your lives or your wife.
Wait, you have a wife? I'm so lost.
No, he has no wife.
Can
you imagine marrying this guy?
No, but...
Go ahead, Dave. What were you saying? Actually, hold that thought. Hey, hang on. I'm going to bring you back here in just a moment. I got to put him on hold because, he might say something. He's all worked up, and our dump machine is exiting, so I don't want him to say anything that he's not supposed to say. Dave, if you will hang on, we will bring you back.
I feel like he did get close to saying something bad earlier.
Yeah, and he is want to do those sorts of things. Anyway, the number here is 603-283-6160. If you have advice for Dave, he's an angry, jaded man, and yet he wants a woman on his bed naked every single night.
Yeah, he's having trouble even getting a one-night stand hookup
to
get laid.
And he wants it without having to pay for it. I'm going to say, number one, he's going to have to change his attitude.
Does he have a job?
Yeah, definitely the job would also probably be a big
He hasn't had a job for a while.
Had a job for quite a while.
Ivory's fired him.
We'll find out about that coming up here. Let him answer your question, Bonnie. In moments, this is Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The lawyers for the parents of the Michigan school shooter suspect insist the pair is not fleeing after they were charged on Friday. The lawyer says James and Jennifer Crumley relocated after the shooting for safety, and they are returning to Oxford, Michigan to turn themselves in. Meanwhile, Michigan police, the FBI, and other agencies are still involved in a nationwide manhunt for the pair. Pennsylvania is awarding a $6.6 million grant to the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. The funds will help rebuild the synagogue, which was the site of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in American history. 11 people were killed and 6 others were injured when a man opened fire there in 2018. Wall Street ending the week on a down note, the Dow losing 59 points to close at 34,580. You're listening to USA Radio News. 210,000 Americans found jobs in November, which is the smallest monthly tally since December of 2020. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh isn't worried about the latest report. He joins Fox Business and says it's important to look at the whole picture.
Since President Biden has taken office, nearly 6 million jobs have been added. Our unemployment rate dropped to 4.2%, 2% lower than when he took office. So, you know, we still have a ways to go when we think about getting people back to work, but our recovery is happening, and it's happening in a strong manner.
Economists were predicting 550,000 jobs be added. Sales during the holiday shopping season could increase by double digits. An economist with the National Retail Federation says they could go up by 11.5%. compared to 1 year ago. That's a full point higher than the group's top estimate that was released back in October. Back then, the Federation said sales could hit $859 billion. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. Coming up, we're going to continue the discussion on the New Hampshire independence idea that is hopefully going to be on the ballot for New Hampshire voters in late 2022, if all goes well. The conversation and the controversy is just getting started on this, with now a mainstream media article, might be the first one that I can recall. There have been some letters to the editor that have been written about this.
Yeah, some of those were in reaction to stories, some of those letters.
I don't think they were.
Yeah, the Sun, I forget what their, I think it's a Seacoast paper.
Did they write a story?
They had a story, okay. And then I reacted to one of those stories.
All right, good.
And it got published, right?
It got published, yeah.
All right, good. There's going to be a lot more of that coming. We'll talk more on the way. It's Ian with you tonight.
Chris.
And Bonnie.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. You can go there, sign up for their daily dispatch, and get the latest on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state over at freedomswithanSphoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Dave is still there. He is calling us from New York, and he is upset. He's mad at all women because he doesn't have a woman in his bed every single night naked. Those are his words. That's what he says he wants by the time he turns 50. So what you're saying, David, and I just want to clarify this before we get to Bonnie's question. I just want to clarify. You're saying that you need to have a woman in your bed every single night naked in order for you not to kill yourself? Or will you not kill yourself if you just have sex one time before you're 50?
I want a woman in my bed every single night. If I don't get lit, because nobody wants to bang a 50-year-old.
Okay. I mean, have you thought about lowering your standard maybe a little bit?
I think it has been. I have a whole list of things he might need to do in order to possibly get laid again. And the first thing, the number one where you're going to start, Dave, is you need to go get a job if you still don't have a job since Uber Eats fired you.
I don't want a job. Why wake up in the morning and go to work and deal with some boss that you don't freaking like?
Okay, hold on. Well, who's going to pay the bills?
Well, Uber Eats, you don't have to deal with a boss that you don't like. Do something else like Uber Eats, and this time just don't get fired.
I used to do Instacart way back in January, and they fired me all because of a selfie issue.
It wasn't a selfie issue. You wouldn't take a selfie. You took a picture of your driver's license when it asked you to take a selfie, even though that's supposed to prove who you are, so they need a physical picture of you.
So he wouldn't even verify himself to the company.
He said, why does it matter? It's a picture of me.
Yeah, well, that's not what they asked you for. I don't want to rehash that. So, Dave, what you're saying is you don't have a job right now. You don't want to work for somebody. And I don't blame you there, right?
Yeah.
Like, jobs suck. It's no fun to work for somebody because then you're just putting your time into building somebody else's business. It is obviously best if you can build your own business.
Start writing e-books about whatever it is that you are interested in.
You know, I bet he could get people to buy an e-book about hating women. There's a lot of,
for sure.
To be an incel.
Yeah, there's like a lot of misogynistic, or as you say, incel people
out
there.
I need a girlfriend to see what I need. I need a physical girlfriend to be with every single day.
Is that before you get a job?
I don't want a job.
Dave, you got to answer my question. How are the bills going to get paid if you aren't willing to work?
You already know what I'm on.
Welfare?
You're saying you're on welfare.
It's not called welfare.
What do they call it now?
It's oh my God.
LRN.FM.
Sorry.
I don't think he meant to that time.
I don't think he meant to, but he's gone.
Definitely didn't sound like he meant to. But it doesn't matter. I mean, you have to drop people, unfortunately.
Most people, you know, I don't think they mean to.
Yeah.
He refuses to get work. He's not interested in working. And look, the reality is, unless you... I just don't think there are that many women that are that interested, or at least women of value, that are interested in a guy that's on welfare.
Yeah.
I mean, Bonnie, you're the lady on the program here. Is that something that you would find attractive as a man who has no work ethic whatsoever?
No, I think immediately if I found out a guy was just, like, physically able to work, not, you know, like,
he's not crippled.
You know, and he just was like, no, I don't want to get a job. I'm on welfare. I'd be like, okay, have a nice day.
Well, I guess we're only going to have 3 more years of Dave's calls. The number here is 603-283-6160. You're on Free Talk Live. Who's this?
Hey, it's Turd Ferguson. What's up, guys?
Turd, you're on the air.
Yeah, so I just wanted to respond quickly to Dave from New York because, I think the first time I actually called in to say that Dave from New York was a douche was back in probably 2013 or something like that. And he's progressively not become any less of a douche since then. But I wanted to say, because I have some advice for him. First of all, he was just flat out wrong about one thing. He said that no girls want to bang any 50-year-old men. 2021, that's just not true. I mean, if you just look at the data, in 2021, young women are increasingly attracted to older men. And I do have a theory, though.
Hold on. Before you go into your theory, you think that's somehow different now than it was in the past? I mean, it's not hard to find example after example of older men with younger women throughout, you know, history.
And they usually have money.
Right. Well, there's that. But
well, it's even more commonplace now.
Why?
It's been increasing.
I would say I agree. Because, most people I know.
Well, I think 50-year-olds are also starting to take care of themselves more and more, more than they used to.
Hmm. I mean, there is Viagra.
Well, look, I don't know how old Dave from New York is. But
he's 47.
My first recommendation. He's not. No, wait, 27.
No, 47.
47.
Oh. 40. Oh,
yeah, and
okay.
He said he's going to kill himself by throwing himself off a bridge if he... Well, I guess I presume that means he's going to kill himself. Maybe he's going to throw himself off a very
short
low
bridge.
But he
his ankle.
Suggested he was going to kill himself by age of 50 if he doesn't have a woman in his bed naked every night.
Yeah, well, that was... first of all, he was just saying that for attention. he's not actually going to do that because he's just trying to get a pity lay out of some woman out there.
Oh, God.
That's what I can say, though.
That's a thing, too.
Doesn't
seem to be working for him, though.
Maybe he should cripple himself. There are women that are into cripples.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, my suggestion first would be, and I know Dave's really not in very good shape because I've seen pictures of him. So my first recommendation would be to, Dave, first get on TRT, testosterone replacement therapy. It's going to help you out. That's the first thing that's going to help him out dramatically.
What does that mean? What is testosterone replacement therapy?
So after age 18, men's bodies stop producing testosterone more and more as they get older. So it peaks at 18 and then gets less and less all the way to the end of your life.
Huh.
Dave is probably suffering from T levels, probably in the low threes, if not high twos. So that's really bad. So I'd recommend Dave get on testosterone replacement therapy immediately and start working out. Get himself into shape.
He's got plenty of time. I mean, if you're on welfare, you've got nothing but time.
Yes, and also, I would also recommend that Dave really do some soul searching, a lot of soul digging, and find out what he really likes in life, what he's really good at, and then start a consulting business. And then maybe you can get, 10, 20 grand per client a year, and he might only need 5, 10 clients to become a pretty wealthy man per year,
I don't think he wants to work at all. I think his excuse of, I don't want to go to a job every day and work for somebody I don't like, I think he just knew we would sympathize with that. I'm pretty sure he just doesn't want to work at all.
There's got to be something else going on with him. I mean, can you even get welfare, as a male?
Apparently. He's getting SSI.
But he's been on it for years and years and years.
He seems like he might be a little crazy. He must have some
disability.
Yeah, it's got to be some sort of disability.
It's disability.
Thing.
They pay you till you die, don't they?
They might for disability, but it's not disability if he's on normal welfare. There's a time limit
for it. Disability.
Yeah,
so he is disabled.
He just said he wasn't disabled, right?
Well, I mean, I suspect that he is.
He must be. Yeah, he's in some sort of disability.
Crazy, I guess.
Yeah, maybe like a crazy kind of disability.
A disability.
Yeah.
Turd, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the advice. The number here is 603-283-6160. If you want to join us, maybe you've got advice for Dave in New York. Dave the Angry in New York. He's been angry ever since he first started calling this show. And I think that's been 12 years ago or something like that. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open here if you want to join us. And the number is 603-283-6160. I want to say thanks to Nicole Edge, who is, as far as I know, not related to Mark Edge. But she is a Free Talk Live supporter via our new AMPS program. And you can join AMPS over at amps.freetalklive.com. It is our new Patreon. It's a way for you to support us. In case you didn't hear, a few months ago, the credit card processor that we had just decided they didn't want to deal with us anymore, even though we've had more than a decade of doing, you know, good business with them. They just decided they were done with us. So we went ahead and moved over to Patreon, and that has worked out well so far. We've got over 50 of our former amplifiers that have made the switch over to the AMPS Patreon, which you can join over at amps.freetalklive.com. Thanks, Nicole. She's a gold level, which means that she's doing $10 a month over at amps.freetalklive.com. So, unless y'all have anything else to say about Dave in New York, I think we can...
I don't think that's a conversation.
By the way, I guess it's worth saying he did call back and apologize for saying the S word on the air, so that's very kind of him, and was unexpected, and I told him, hey, you can call in any night, there's no, you know, you're not banned or anything like that, you just only one call per night, so...
It wasn't terrible with him on the air, but, you know, other than that, maybe.
So, let me get back into this story here, this about the independence bill that is still awaiting a bill number. We're probably going to get that within the next few weeks. I imagine it will come out before Christmas time because in 2022 they start having hearings.
I felt like we had a number already.
No,
Was there a number?
Yeah, it's like a pre-number.
Okay.
It's a really long one that's like 8 digits long or something like that, and the one that's going to come is probably going to be 1 or 2 digits.
Gotcha.
So Right now, but surprisingly, the mainstream media has picked up on the story, and the Sentinel, which is the Keene, New Hampshire newspaper, that's where we do this show from, has a story written by, Rick Green on Sentinel staff. So he cites nhexit.us and the videos that we've been doing on a weekly basis, where we've been just kind of like, you know, figuring out what to do. It was in the early days back in August, I think, when we started this. And that was when we were kind of hammering out what the language of the proposal was going to be. And he quotes Mike Sylvia, who's the main person, the main state representative. He's a great freedom-loving guy. He's an A-plus rated rep by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. He's a free stater. He's a longtime supporter, actually, of this show, Free Talk Live. Great guy. Love Mike Sylvia. Anyway, he's the guy that sponsored this bill. And he said in one of the video chats from August 12th, quote, "This is not my feeling, but you know the atmosphere out there is that those dirty Mexicans or Guatemalans or whatever are coming across the border, bringing in COVID with them." And that was the quote that got a little bit of media kind of stirred up shortly thereafter. A lot of leftists were angry about that.
The crazy thing about that quote is he even said that wasn't what he felt.
Correct.
It's what other people are saying.
And luckily
it's so crazy to blame him for something other people are saying.
That is true.
Are we going to blame the reporter for reporting on the fact that he said other people feel that way?
Yeah, like, true. I mean, He's just reporting on the fact. Yeah, but most of the mainstream media that covers that quote, all of it, I think, so far has kept that part in. So, like, that's at least fair for them to keep it in. But then they just proceed to act like that first part of the sentence, "these are not my feelings," is not in the sentence.
Right.
It just goes on and talks about it.
Right. And I think it's because it's, you know, I mean this is the slant, and the Sentinel is called the Sentinel for a reason, right? I mean, so this is not unexpected, I don't think. This is the same kind of stuff, you know, that they do, you know, with every other story. They always have, and I don't even know it's necessarily just a Sentinel. I may be particularly bad with Sentinel, but... you know, I see this all the time with reporting on stuff, especially like when I know about, like, you know, what the story actually is. There'll be stories, and it's like, that's not what was said to the reporter, and it's just like they get things wrong.
It's pretty common,
and they twist it into some whatever the story is they want to tell.
Yeah, they have a narrative.
Yeah,
dishonest and just bad.
Right.
It's reporting.
Dishonest and terrible reporting on, like, if you actually are looking for facts and things like that.
But in this case, the reporter does say that the comments by Sylvia that anti-immigrant sentiment could be used to further the argument for secession. That is what Sylvia said. So he's not being misreported here. He did say
that. Yeah, absolutely.
So this reporter is not, you know, trying to... I mean, he's definitely putting this first and foremost in the article for a reason, right?
Oh,
so
right.
There is that narrative that you're talking about.
Right.
Then they go on to just talk about the numbers of COVID in Mexico versus here.
Yeah, I mean...
They're just kind of...
They're pulling out a random piece of, like, different possible, like, things that could be done that work. It was just a general open house kind of, you know, town hall kind of conversation going on here where people were discussing different things that could be, you know, might be things you could do, to say that any of them were good.
Yeah, well, I think Mike Sylvia was saying that this could be useful, right? Like, using people, and this is what you were confused about before, Bonnie, so that's why I wanted to come back to it. What he's saying is, I understand it, I can't put words in his mouth, he's not here to clarify for himself, but what he's saying is, there is an anti-immigrant sentiment out there, whether we like it or not. As libertarians, we're open borders people. I mean, I think I can, is that true for all of us here? Okay. We're open borders people, we believe in the freedom to travel without having to ask some bureaucrat's permission. I think that's a pretty clear libertarian sentiment. What Mike is saying here is that there are people on the right, and he is a registered Republican. He's a libertarian who's working within the Republican Party. So
yeah, he said something about the non-aggression principle whenever he's out.
He's very principled. He's very principled, but he also knows who his audience is. And the reality is there's a lot of people on the right who are afraid of immigrants. Now, that's wrong to be afraid of immigrants. That has to do with the federal government and government's, you know...
Propaganda,
making immigrants look like they're somehow taking people's jobs or whatever. Like, there's a lot of negativity about immigration, and a lot of it's just total BS.
Yeah.
But the reality is they still believe that they're taking our jobs, and they still believe that immigrants are somehow a danger, or they're bringing diseases. And they have all this propaganda out there. Are they terrorists or drug dealers? And so he's just saying, look, because some people are so afraid of immigrants, they will actually come on board and support secession. And so from that perspective, at least in that one issue, there are allies.
I do understand that that was what he was saying. But even when he said that, like during the meeting, I was in here just listening with the headphones, and literally I thought,
This
is going to be fun.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking the same thing. And I mean, I get that there. So, and the thing to think about though is this is just a conversation about like, okay, well, how do you approach this, right? And how do you get people on board? There'd never been a point at which we got to where we're like even discussing whether it was a good or a bad, you know, thought, right? So he might think about it some more and be like, oh, that was a really terrible idea, right? It's you know, there's a moral aspect to this that is, we shouldn't do this. But he didn't get there because it's just an idea, a thought, an observation, right?
Yeah. And it's not a false observation, but the reality of it is going to be used to make him look like he might be a racist or something like that, and that's not true. As he said, it's not his feeling. He doesn't.
And this is the problem with having honest, open conversations at a town hall. Anybody who's your enemy, anybody who dislikes you, is going to use things you say. They're going to take them out of context. They'll selectively edit. Exactly. And unfortunately,
that's just the reality of it.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
And I think that the reality also is that statement did get this coverage that it otherwise might not have gotten.
This is true.
As well.
So it might have actually been, you know, to our benefit, really.
House Speaker Sherman Packard put out a statement at the time saying House leadership does not condone racial stereotyping, which he didn't do, and is not remotely involved in promoting secession. So there you go. The official position from the Republican House Speaker is that they are not in favor of this bill. Sylvia, who didn't return several calls for comment, discussed a variety of talking points in the chats, including taxation, Obamacare, election law, refugee resettlement, foreign policy, climate change, carbon taxes, critical race theory, and COVID-19 mandates. He said, quote, "There are a lot of people very unhappy with D.C. The federal government has totally perverted the ends of our desired government, and it's clearly time to make a change, and simply removing the current configuration of the United States of America is apparently a good way to go." Unquote.
I want to know who.
And that's a good quote.
Yeah, I want to know who is pro DC. I really want to know this because I've never heard anybody say I'm pro DC unless maybe
I've seen it on Twitter, and I just thought, whoa, is this a fake account? Like it's just so weird.
I've never heard it. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican,
unhuman. Exactly. Yeah, it's just unhuman to be wanting those people to be in charge of you. It's crazy.
Right. It's just like this idea that like nobody. You would think that, like, if you're a Democrat, you'd be against D.C. because, you know, obviously you're now competing with a larger group. You're competing with Republicans, so you're going to end up not having control. You're going to lose control every, you know, so many years, right? So it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Let's talk more about it coming up here. There's more to the story as well. A mainstream media reporting finally on the New Hampshire secession proposal, the constitutional amendment that is currently working its way through the bowels of the conquered government apparatus. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour number two is on the way. Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.